Welcome to the Happy Being Well podcast, where we talk about strategies and insights so you can live happy being well with your host, Rita Ferrugia. This podcast is presented by happybeingwell.com, your online store providing the best in all-natural wellness products, such as natural essential oils, all-natural bath products, all-natural facial masks, all-natural deodorants, irresistible leggings, crystals, including crystal home decor and kitchen items, herbal teas, natural sleep aids, and so much more natural wellness goodies at happybeingwell.com. Free shipping on any order within the USA at happybeingwell.com. Now enjoy the show.
Hey, you. We have another exciting guest today on the Happy Being Well podcast. We have Morgan Motzinger with us. And I'm really excited about this today's topic today because it's one of my favorite topics. And because it wasn't really until I really, really got to know myself more and more and more that I was really, really, you know, really feeling much more excited about, you know, more about projects and things are more, projects that are more aligned with me and stuff like that. So, and it wasn't until I did a huge in-depth self-exploration with myself, spending a lot of time alone, doing a lot of self-reflection exercises, that really honestly catapulted me. So this is why I'm so, so passionate about self-discovery and increasing your self-awareness. Because it took me so long to even just cut off the toxic people, you know, in my life. So there's a lot of gifts that come with increasing, you know, your self-awareness and, you know, just tapping really into who you are. So Morgan, who's written a book about this, in fact, it's a free ebook that you can download on her website. She's going to talk with us. She's going to share with us, you know, who she is, what she does, and then we're going to talk about how to get to know ourselves better. So Morgan, welcome to the Happy Being Well podcast.
Thank you so much, Rita. I'm so thrilled to talk about this today because there are so many things within personal development that I can talk about, but all of it comes back to how well do you know yourself? Because any of the tools that we try and implement, any of the habits that we try and develop, any of the, you know, get quick rich schemes, none of those things work if we don't actually know ourselves. So this is such an important conversation to have.
Mm-hmm. And Morgan, you are a speaker, socialpreneur, and podcast host. So, you know, so tell us, like, how did you get to know yourself more?
That is such a good question. I was a stay-at-home mom for 8 years. And I was just itching to do something outside of my house that was creative, outside of my caregiving responsibilities as a mom. I love being with my kids. And I also felt in my guts that there was something more for me to do. So I dove into the world of entrepreneurship via, I started an interior design company. So what I really found out is that entrepreneurship directed me to myself in a way that nothing else really had in my life. So entrepreneurship pushed me outside of my comfort zone. Entrepreneurship made me be okay with failure. It made me be okay with trying new things that I hadn't done before. And all of that was like building that muscle of resilience that really helped me get in touch with who I am at my core. Like I said, like really nothing else in my life had done. So I was an interior designer for 6 years. In that time, I not only built up the business side of my company, I had never done anything like that before. So I was just a sponge for information and understanding how to do all the back work in a business that nobody really ever tells you that you have to do, especially in a creative industry. I opened a retail store. I was getting a ton of clients. My husband, who is a general contractor, a building contractor, and I joined forces and created this company together to do construction and design. And then I just got burnt out. I got burned out on it. I loved the work, but found that there was something deeper that I was being drawn to, and I knew that it wasn't that anymore. So I shifted my business to work with families with special needs children. So my oldest daughter, had a rare genetic disease. And along the caregiving for her, I realized how important self-care is for not just for everybody, but also for families who have medically complex children. So I shifted my business to do that. And even within that, I found how much I still wanted to have these kinds of conversations about what is self-care exactly? What is self-love? What is understanding yourself and knowing yourself? And I got tired of the little snippets of, 60-second being able to share things with people on social media. And I thought, well, I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to talk about these things. So my podcast is called P.S. We Expired, which is all about the truth that this life is so short. It's mm-hmm. so short. And so what are we waiting for? If we know that none of us are getting out of here alive, then it brings so much clarity and focus to the decisions that we make. It helps bring into sharp contrast the things that are for us and the things that are not for us. And that only can happen with deep introspection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love the name P.S. We are expired. Because we are expiring like every day that passes, and people tend to kind of I was one of those people when I thought I was going to be 25 forever. Right. We always like, and then, it's like you get into your 30s and you start to see, mm-hmm. oh my God, my skin is not as elastic as it used to be. And now we have to work and harder to get that youthful skin and hair. And, we really have to really make sure we have a wellness routine, as we age, right. To get that vitality, to feel better. I think in our 20s, we just take it for granted. So we just eat what we want to eat, do what we want to do, and we're still going to wake up with glowing skin and we have that fast metabolism. And so we always get that rude awakening once we hit our 30s and 40s, right? And that's when we really start to take personal development seriously. Like we see a lot of, I feel like for me, in my 20s, it was kind of needed to kind of go through though, because it was like in my 20s, we take everything for granted due to youth. And also I just remember in my 20s, I'm a millennial. So it was like, so getting so caught up in like being cool and always going to like the, being around people and going to the hottest parties and having that fabulous purse and whatever. And meanwhile, but it was kind of needed though, because it's like now I really cherish my alone time, like my self-care, being alone, reading a book, like doing things that, really add value to me. Right. So I have that contrast. And I think that's how we learn, is through contrast. And now we appreciate, having a regular wellness routine and just getting to know ourselves doesn't end. It's not like, oh, I sat in my journal today and I filled out these journal prompts. I know myself, so it's over. I'm good. I can go back to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the two things in life that are guaranteed are death and change, right? So even as you said, as we transition from our 20s to our 30s to our 40s, not only are we seeing changes in ourselves, but we're starting to understand that other people are changing all the time too. And we start to have grandparents that pass away or parents that pass away, and understanding that we can't just be a one and done kind of thing. It'd be the same as like, I washed my face tonight and I did, I used my serums and my lotions. And so now I don't ever have to wash my face or use moisturizer again. No, like we know that that's not true, but we think for some reason when it comes to self exploration or personal development that we can just, slap a one-time thing on it and be like, okay, I'm good. I've got it figured out. But that's not how it works, because life is constantly changing. We're going to face new challenges going forward. And so we develop these muscles of resilience through personal development, through self-exploration, to be able to handle the things that will inevitably come to us that are very difficult and uncomfortable. And some of that, happens through entrepreneurship. But even if someone's not an entrepreneur, this is what is going to happen in life. People will lose jobs. they'll lose their pets, they'll have to move, all of these things. And so what I get excited about is talking with people about when those challenges come, how do you not completely collapse under the weight of that and then just move through life numb and scared of future difficult things that are going to come? How do we right now build up these muscles of resilience so that we continue to create lives that feel so authentic to who we are that we cannot wait to continue to live our days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's the same. Like, we need to take a shower every day. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to eat food every day. So personal development exercises and doing the work, it's the same thing. It's, you know, because it's taking care of our mind and also to like getting to know ourselves. There's so many, it's like peeling an onion. There's so much to kind of unravel when it comes to ourselves. Mm-hmm. There's so many experiences that we've experienced since, you know, birth that's, you know, imprinted upon us that might be negative or positive. That's a part of our programming code that we need to kind of look at if it is affecting our behavior in a certain way or triggering us a certain way that we're consciously not aware of. So it really is an ongoing process to get to the root of the matter, to basically deprogram whatever it is that needs to be deprogrammed that's preventing us from, you know, hitting a certain target, hitting a certain goal, or living a certain lifestyle, or having a certain type of relationships, or whatever it is, right? So, and then to go through a reprogramming process. Yeah, I love that. And also to have inner peace as mm-hmm. well. It's really, really vital to know yourself, because then you're going to be able to make the right choices for you. And, you know, not mimic choices that are right for Sarah, John, and Harry, right? Because that's what's right for Sarah, John, and Harry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not exactly what's right for you, right? So that's why it's so, and then when you really do know yourself, that's when you really get empowered. That's been my experience.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Because if you're writing, if you're writing on the coattails of somebody else's lived experience, you haven't built up the necessary tools for yourself to be able to carry that on. So I know before we started recording, we were talking about the trend of people to kind of move through life doing the things that other people are doing in an attempt to gain the success or gain the notoriety or whatever they're reaching for, and understanding that they may not ever get there because they're not doing it from an empowered, authentic place. Or let's say they do get there and realize, oh, this actually didn't bring me peace and happiness like I thought it was going to. So that is why it's so important every step along the way to be checking in with yourself. How am I feeling about this choice? How am I feeling about this decision? Is me saying yes to this actually aligned with who I am? Or am I just saying yes to it because, you know, I don't want to disappoint somebody, or because I feel like that's what I should do, or that's what so-and-so tried, even though it doesn't feel good to me, I'm going to do it anyway. So every step of the way, it's checking in with ourselves and understanding that the only path to whatever success happens to look like for me, and only I can define what that is, the path to that can only be written by me. Nobody else can write the playbook for my life. I have to write that for myself, because nobody else can get inside this lived experience and have those childhood experiences that I had and the struggles that I had and the triumphs that I had. So everybody's journey looks different. And that only can happen when we are being self-reflective and understanding, you know, why did I turn left instead of right here? Someone said one time that the most important book that you will ever read is the book that you write about yourself. And I think that is such a powerfully positive way to look at that. It's not just about a journaling practice, but it's about how deeply can I understand my habits and my patterns so that when it does come time for me to change them and to do something different, I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's awesome. And what are some of your favorite techniques or tools to get to know yourself daily?
Oh yeah. My all-time favorite tools always have to revolve around the mind-body connection, because so much of our experience is stored in our bodies, that anytime that we try and just intellectually find our way through a situation, we're missing out on the greater, the connection and the relationship between our minds and our bodies. So I like to think of myself as, you know, a four-part person. That is my physical body, certainly, emotional, spiritual, and mental. And so I want to find things that help me address all four parts of myself. So I remember sitting in my very first yoga class years ago. I had never done yoga before in a group. And, you know, we did the yoga, and I couldn't believe how powerful of a tool it was for me to pay attention to my breath, to move into my body, to be focused on the present moment. You know, I couldn't think about all the other things that were happening in my life. I couldn't make plans for tomorrow. I had to be in the moment. And at the end of the session, I just sat there, tears running down my face, because I had not experienced something like that before. So since then, it's, you know, been a hunt for me to find the things that create an easy flow between my mind and my body, my emotional and spiritual self. And so things like yoga, even weightlifting has been incredibly helpful for me, but I would say daily exercise, walking, with or without music or a podcast, and just noticing what's in my present environment, meditation, and good sleep. I know that one sounds kind of funny because we're not consciously aware while we're sleeping, but our brains are doing a lot of work while we're sleeping to work through emotional problems, to categorize things and file our experiences away where they need to be. And good sleep also helps us throughout the day to not be, you know, dragging our feet or feeling like I wish I was doing something else right now. So anything that helps us to be truly present in the moment with the activities that we're doing, the people that we're with, and to be present enough to see what are my responses to my environment right now in my body.
Mm-hmm. And all those activities that you described help you get good sleep. And because so many people as adults have problems getting good sleep, right? They're taking like all these sleep aids are super popular in the market, because it's just so easy to get wrapped up in, you know, having anxiety or worry or stress over work, and you don't know how to shut your mind off because you're thinking, oh my God, okay, what am I going to talk about in tomorrow's meeting? Or when's that meeting? Or, oh my God, that report, did I do it? When's that due date? Okay, in that report, I mean, I should cover this, I should cover that. I mean, I did it myself, right? When I was, it's like, right. So it wasn't until I mastered meditation and doing walks and doing baths, hot baths and stuff like that, to release that stress out of the body, out of the mind, that it's like, oh, I can go to sleep so ever peacefully.
And yes. It's not to say too, that I don't ever still struggle with those things. You know, it's like these tools aren't going to make it better forever. So there are days when I still have the swirly thoughts, but now I know, okay, when I am struggling to fall asleep because I'm thinking about all these things, okay, now I know that I can flip my light on, get out my notebook, and just write everything down. Just get it out of my head, dump it out, and then knowing that I'm not carrying it around in here. Somebody said one time that our brains are not computers for storing, they're computers for processing. So when we carry around in our minds our to-do lists, our worries about things, we're kind of like gumming up the system. We're not allowing the process is to move smoothly, and we're not allowing all things to fire the way that they need to. So we need to have an external way to not have to store these things that we feel like we need to remember and we don't want to forget. And so there, you know, there's a lot of great like time management things that help with that. And then journaling, just in a way to get everything out of your brain, can definitely help with those things. So it's this balance of understanding myself and what tools work for me, and then being mindful of when to use them. So when it's that self-awareness piece again, where it's when this does come up, now I know what I can use to help me manage and regulate what's happening in myself.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And since we're now into like, this is the first week of 2023. It's like the first Friday? I don't even know when was, I think it's the first Friday of 2023.
Yeah, you're right.
So since we're, you know, into the new year, what was your greatest lesson of 2022?
My greatest lesson of 2022. I would say there's two of them for me. One of them is to work hard to be present with whoever happens to be with me at the time. So there is something really powerful and wonderful about giving someone your undivided attention and being curious about them. Something powerful that happens for them and something powerful that happens for me. So that's, you know, even in the hard moments, in the hard conversations, in the difficult, challenging things that come up that are really, that just don't feel good at all, but to be, continue to focus myself to be present in those moments. So that's one of them. And then also another one is being honest, even when it sucks. So even when you have to tell someone something that you know that they're not going to enjoy hearing or that doesn't feel good for you to admit. And part of what is so beautiful about this realization is that it's not just about being honest with other people, but it's also about being honest with ourselves. So many times I think that we can't move forward in the personal development stage because we're not willing to kind of peel back the curtain and say, what are some things in my own self that I haven't allowed myself to look at, that I've been too afraid to look at, that I'm not being honest with myself about. So for some people that may be, I'm not being honest with myself about my spending habits. So why haven't I been able to get a hold of my money or my budget? Like, I feel like that's something that's also out of my control. That may be because they're not actually being honest with themselves about why they spend the bulk of their paycheck every month, or, you know, why do I continue to shop when I'm stressed? Why am I buying these things that I know that I don't need? You know, all of that is an outpouring of what's happening on the inside that we're sometimes not willing to look at. So that honesty piece only brings good things, even if it's difficult in the moments. So those are my two big takeaways is the honesty piece, to not be afraid to be honest with others and with myself, and to work hard to be present with the people in my life.
I love that. Yeah, that is a big one. You know, why are you doing the things that you're doing in excess? You know, whether that's shopping, whether that's food, it could be anything that you're doing in excess that has consequences. And what are you trying to recompensate for? You know, what are you trying to get some type of feeling? You know, that you feel like you're missing, you know, like basically. Yeah, it's something that a lot of people need to look at. It's very, very common. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we live in a very consumeristic society. So a lot of people can feel like, oh, if I have that, then I will feel confident. I mm-hmm. will feel like, you know, I've achieved something, right? Because, you know, we watch these commercials sometimes. That's what it makes you feel like. So it's really easy to kind of unconsciously feel that way, because it targets your emotions. So, just ask yourself. Asking questions is super, super powerful. Like, you know, like when you go and you're shopping for something, like, do I really need that? And, you know, to kind of tune into truth more. And your inner truth more. So I love that, Morgan. And so where can people learn more about you? Ways to like work with you?
Yeah, so easiest place is morganmotzinger.com. And Motzinger is M-O-T and then singer like hallelujah. So morganmotzinger.com. I'm Morgan Motzinger in all the places. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I just started my podcast this week, was my launch week. So they can find me at PS We Expire on Apple Podcasts. Also on YouTube, I'm uploading all of my podcast episodes as videos. We're still working on getting it on Spotify. But I spend a lot of time on Instagram sharing behind the scenes things. I really am so driven to help people just feel better in their lives. And like you said, it's not about buying the pill or taking the course necessarily. Those things may be good supplemental tools. However, the work is to understand ourselves better. So anything that I can do that helps people not only work through things themselves, but help them understand that they're not alone. So the person who is thinking, oh man, that's me. Like I'm buying all these things that I don't need. I don't have good control of my money. Okay, you're not alone. There are so many people that cope and soothe in that way. Or maybe it's the person who is struggling with their eating habits, whether it's eating too much or eating too little. Same thing. You're not alone. There are so many people that deal with things in this way. Maybe it's the person who excessively exercises. Same thing. You know, it may look on the outside like this is a really healthy thing to do, but you know when something is off in yourself. So anything that I can do to help people understand, you don't have to be afraid to ask these hard questions of yourself because you're not the only one that's doing it. Mm-hmm. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. And life can only get better when we continue to ask ourselves these hard and amazing questions.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's just so easy to get really caught up in life and get distracted without even looking at it or exploring yourself as to why you do the things you do, right? Mm-hmm. So until, you know, you create a huge problem, and that's when mm-hmm. people typically start to stop and realize, okay, you know, when it's a huge consequence, unfortunately, and that's when people are kind of forced to look at it. But you obviously don't want it to, you don't want to wait to get to that point. You want to be proactive and take preventive measures. Like if you, you know, so it's always really good to do exercises, increase your self-awareness, listen to podcasts like this, check out Morgan's podcast, books, seminars, work with a therapist or work with a life coach. Mm. It's vital. It's really vital. So thank you so much, Morgan, for, you know, contributing to the Happy Being Well podcast. If people want to learn more about Morgan, her link will be in the show notes, guys. So depending upon where you're listening from, sometimes it can be clickable. If it's not clickable, just copy and paste it. And go check out morganmotzinger.com. So everybody, any closing words, Morgan?
Oh, just thank you, Rita. This has been such a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your audience with me. And I love the message. I really wish for everyone happiness and being well.
Thanks. All right, guys, remember to be happy being well. And if you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe so you don't miss another upcoming episode. And remember to be happy being well. Until next time, guys.
If you learned something new or were inspired to live happy being well, please be sure to subscribe to the Happy Being Well podcast so you don't miss an upcoming episode. Also, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, including what you learned or what inspired you in today's episode. This podcast is presented by happybeingwell.com, your online store for natural wellness products, so you can live happy being well. Order your next all-natural essential oil, all-natural face mask, all-natural bath soap, all-natural deodorant, herbal tea, crystals including crystal home decor and kitchen items, irresistible leggings, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Free shipping on all orders within the USA.